Amber Heard trial continues in Virginia. Hasn't this thing been dragging out? It's been going on and on and on. Now, I watch on Fox 5's live stream because it's live streamed on their YouTube, Fox 5 DC. Huge, huge viewership for this. So many people interested in this because I think you're just looking at two people that are so toxic. I've said it already. But a lot of great recaps coming from the past week because Amber Heard took the stand. Now, we're not going to hear anything from them in the next couple of days. Amber Heard gets cross-examined by Johnny's team starting May 16th. So we'll see what happens. Now, a lot of people found her testimony to be fake, including a psychologist who just deals with people that are victims of physical violence and sexual abuse. She says that Amber Heard's details of the alleged attacks are too detailed. That when people are physically abused, they really remember things in bits and pieces because your mind almost tries to block things out sometimes as a trauma mechanism to save you, you know, to keep you alive and going. But like Amber Heard in her testimony said that, you know, one time Johnny Depp hit her so hard, she hit the ground and then she could see how dirty her carpet was. And this psychologist is going, what? I mean, this is not normal testimony. So a lot of people are not buying it from Amber Heard. There was a rumor, it's even a TikTok video, that she was doing cocaine on the stand because of the way that she tried to like put her finger towards her nose and then cover it up with her tissue and then was like, and then somebody cut to, I don't know, 30 minutes later about her coming down from cocaine. I have no idea. I've never done cocaine. I don't know what the high is. I don't know what the low is. To me, it looked like she was like a little awkward in her mannerisms. People have even recorded it so closely. They say that she sniffles and fakes the way that she is dabbing her nose to appear towards the jury that she's distressed and crying. Fuck. This whole thing, though, is so dramatized. And I read this article that broke it down in Business Insider, and I thought it was really good in the sense that, you know, they're saying to Johnny Depp that Johnny Depp, of course, wants to win this trial. Now, he lost a very similar trial in London against a newspaper that published, I think, something that Amber wrote or published allegations that he was abusive towards Amber Heard. Because, I mean, we know for sure he was using a ton of drugs. They both were, and drinking. So it's like you can't even deny that. So, but they're saying, I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. What's bizarre is Johnny Depp and his law team, like, are, you know, and I thought this is really, like, disrespectful, and wouldn't the court find this, I don't know, wrong? But Johnny Depp has been eating gummy bears during Amber Heard's testimony. He's been laughing, he's been chuckling, he's been making inside jokes with his attorney. And one of the court, an attorney who's just not associated with the case, but is kind of weighing in on this opinion piece in Business Insider, was saying that Johnny Depp is doing this as a strategy to almost make it seem like her claims are so absurd that they aren't paying attention or giving it any merit because it's so ridiculous. Isn't that like what? There's so much acting involved in this trial, so much. And people are saying, too, one of the reasons that Johnny Depp is doing this is as a way to just restore his acting career in Hollywood, because it has been stalled over the past couple of years. But it does appear that he is rebounding, at least, and I mean, 100% in the public eye, right? Because he's, I think people see, like, the absurdity of Amber Heard, you know, that makeup company that caught her in a lie. She said she used a certain makeup brand to cover up her bruises and all that. And the makeup brand was like, yeah, sorry, our line wasn't even out when you alleged that the attack happened. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure Johnny Depp is doing this, one, to resurrect his career. And according to experts, it's kind of working. They're saying that he already is up for a new role. In the public eye, he's won back favor with women. Do you guys think that's true? Mostly women listen to my show. So are you siding with Johnny Depp? And my thing is, I mean, this case is so bizarre. I mean, someone got up there and testified and then farted on, you know, the stand. I mean, who does this? But Johnny Depp apparently is now up for movie roles, and people are saying that he's going to work again 100% in Hollywood. So even if Amber Heard wins this trial, Johnny Depp wins, because he'll work again. And this trial has done a great job of making Amber Heard look like a liar, look like a woman who's toxic. And, you know, it's always hard, I think, as women, right? You want to side with other women because you know that it's so easy for society and media to paint us as crazy. But then it's like, well, Amber Heard seems crazy. So, you know, it's like, and that's why I'm saying, my opinion on this, because people go, what's your opinion on Johnny and Amber? My opinion is both these people are nuts and toxic. They've been in Hollywood way too long. She's as bad as he is. But what I think is, what is hard is, I don't think she should lose her Aquaman 2 role. And I think if he works again, so should she, if people are going to take a chance on him, because we know he was completely a crazy alcoholic. Now, if it turns out, because Amber Heard's made all these grand statements, all these things about the abuse, but, you know, her team has got to really prove it. They've got to have all the evidence to back it up. So I just think we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't think she was doing cocaine on the stand. I do think women always get unfairly portrayed. And I do think it's over for her for a while. I don't think anyone gets completely canceled. I think she can bring back her career to some degree. It's going to be a while. Whereas I do agree, I think Johnny Depp, like, people are going to hire Johnny Depp. I think he's come off as being a victim himself.